Promotional material from the Coach Nightclub in Banbridge has targeted school-aged children, encouraging them to get so drunk that they pass out unconscious. The nightclub promotion for an A-levels results party last night has been blasted as shameful and irresponsible by parents. They've contacted this programme, heading out at the poster campaign for the Project X party at the Coach Nightclub in Banbridge. I want you to go on to my Twitter feed and indeed my Facebook page this morning, at Stephen Nolan on Twitter, and my Facebook page, The Real Stephen Nolan. And you can see this. Now, then imagine this young man, if you're driving along this morning and you can't get your social media feed just yet, imagine a young man spread out unconscious on the ground with spread-eagled, not able to look after himself. Now imagine if that was your son or your daughter. And that's what a major nightclub in Northern Ireland is encouraging school-aged children to do. The commentator for Fionnuala Meredith is with us this morning. The GP, Dr. George O'Neill, is with us as well. Good morning to you, Fionnuala.
Morning, Stephen.
Morning to you. Morning, George.
Good morning, Stephen.
George, you've seen this. What are your initial thoughts?
Shocked. Absolutely. This is outrageous. This form of social marketing should be banned totally. And Steve, when you look at what we face here, I mean, alcohol is a major killer. Joe McChrystan, the Belfast coroner, described it as the greatest healthcare problem facing Northern Ireland. If you look at the numbers of people who drink, 70% of our population drink. 80% of those who drink exceed the recommended limit. We have 170,000 hazardous drinkers, 47,000 harmful drinkers. And what really is concerning is I noticed the price of the alcohol.
Yeah.
And what you find is those who drink the most buy the cheapest alcohol.
Well, they're encouraging people to get doubles for a fiver.
Absolutely. This almost makes the case for minimum unit price to make sure that you can't do that. So I think there is a major public health issue here. Alcohol kills more people than any other drugs in our community. If you look at the cost to us, it's almost £1 billion a year in cost to the health service, to the justice system. People are absent from work. You go through the whole range of stuff that alcohol causes. And then in the background that, you have the disinhibition of alcohol, you have the violence that goes with it, and the hidden harm. I mean, this is a major epidemic we're facing, and this sort of advertising does not help.
We've contacted the Coach Nightclub. There's no sorry from them. There's no apology from them. There's no undertaking from them that they won't do this again. And they then talk about the safety of their patrons being their number one concern. Well, to the management team of the Coach Nightclub, how about this? Your number one concern when you're encouraging school-age children to pass out unconscious for your profit, your number one concern is the safety of your patrons? The marketing, they say in a statement to the Nolan Show around our Project X party, is in keeping with the 2012 film of the same name. The image in question is taken from the film cover. So what? While we understand the potential concern, our staff are trained to identify when patrons have potentially overindulged. Your marketing is telling school-aged children to overindulge to the point where they pass out unconscious. The Coach Nightclub then say in this statement, we have first aid staff on site at all times. To do what? To drink themselves so stupid that you need first aid? We encourage responsible alcohol consumption, the Coach Nightclub say. Really? By your marketing material showing someone lying spread-eagled on the ground, unconscious? And they then say at the end of their statement, there are no drink-limited offerings. No sale of more than two spirit measures per serve. And yet, there it is, in black and white. £5 for a double, £3 for a slushy. And they talk about the countdown is on, 24 hours until pre-drinks are well and truly started for the biggest A-level results party around. Fionnuala?
Oh, I just think it's utterly cynical. I can believe the image when I saw it. I think most people will be really shocked and disgusted because it's just so irresponsible. I mean, I really thought that the coach would be apologising and saying, no, we got it wrong here. We shouldn't have done that. But they're not. And the arrogance, quite frankly, of saying that the safety of their patrons is their number one concern. I just think that is something else. To put out an image like that alongside these really cheap drinks offers and then to come out with that. And, you know, we are talking about really young people here. We're talking about school-age people, as you've said. And
they're targeting school-age people.
Yeah, it's just utter cynicism of that. It's hugely exploitative to my mind. I just don't see how they can justify it.
Let me bring in Jared in Belfast. Morning, Jared.
Good morning, Stephen. Look, I'm glad you're raising it, but why is everyone acting like they're so shocked? This is the case on a Friday and Saturday night. Now, the culture just basically advertising it, what we already know. Our culture accepts one of the most dangerous drugs in the world, and we walk about saying that it's acceptable. And this is exactly the attitude that's going around, regardless of what the coroner wrote a while ago about, I think it's about over 50% of our deaths are now alcohol-related. There isn't the person, you would probably know a few people, maybe yourself, Stephen, who consume alcohol at a rate which is, it's just borders on, if not alcoholism. So why is anybody surprised? And as for these parents, really, are they asleep? You know, what do they think is going to happen when their kids go out to drink? Acceptable alcohol consumption does not apply in our society. People do not accept it well. You have to be 18 to drink. Before it, you're probably watching all sorts of people get absolutely destroyed by it. And this isn't a surprise. And I'm just kind of shocked at how surprised people are by it.
Yeah, but what's most shocking is the fact that the coach are so blatantly doing this. Yes, sure, there's a huge problem. Should also say, though, there's a lot of people that actually do drink responsibly. So I don't think, you know, let's not make
it's a depressant. Alcohol's a depressant.
Yeah, sure.
We accept
sure,
it in our society every day. And when
of course.
Do that, and when what you go out to a nightclub, what do you think their job is? It's a business. A business first call point is to make sure it survives, and in order to do that, you supply people with what they want,
yeah,
and that's the drink of choice.
Do you not think we should be facing the coach up with a question over whether... Do you think they should just get away with this? It's irresponsible.
Yeah, because we're putting it on them, what we should be doing. Personal responsibility is a big thing. The parents need to be stepping up. I have kids. I talk to them about alcohol and what damage it does. It's a personal responsibility. We're the coach are a nightclub. People should not be surprised that an alcohol-selling place wants to sell lots and lots of alcohol. It's ridiculous. The whole advertising...
You don't think they have any responsibility to their customers? You don't think they have any responsibility to their young customers?
Of course they do, but if you're going to But that doesn't matter. They're just advertising what we already know happens. We just don't like that it's in our face. People don't like the fact that it's in our face.
The Coach nightclub is one of the biggest nightclubs in Northern Ireland. It will be licensed by the local council. So they've got responsibility. If they want to trade in Northern Ireland, they've got responsibility. Here's part of the rules that they're supposed to adhere to around their marketing communications for alcohol drinks. And I'm taking this from the Advertising Standards Agency. Listen to this. Dr. George O'Neill, get your reaction to this. Marketing communications must be socially responsible and must contain nothing that is likely to lead people to adopt styles of drinking that are unwise.
For example,
they should not encourage excessive drinking. And meanwhile, what does the coach do? They just show people, they're showing someone on the ground passed out and encouraging other school-age students to do it.
Clubs do it. Stephen, my view is that this form of social marketing should be banned. It shouldn't be allowed.
But it's already banned.
The point I'm saying to you is the
Advertising Standards Agency have spelt it out in black and white here. That you cannot encourage excessive drinking.
But clubs do it every week, Stephen.
Well, maybe it needs to be called out more then.
Can I just come in there? I think this is important. What you're highlighting now is very important. You're raising the awareness of the dangers of alcohol. This is a bigger picture than just the coach. When you look at the figures we have, that 80% of our population who drink, and that's about 70%, exceed the recommended limit. That's 80%. So we have a major problem with alcohol. This probably doesn't help, but it does raise awareness. And I think this program is very important in that we point out to people the challenges and difficulties that we face because of alcohol
and
the cost and burden it is. About 500. It's 500 million a year to each man, woman and child in the province. That's the cost of our abuse of alcohol. And we have to address it. And sorry, Stephen, when Joe McChrystan talked about the figures he had at the coroner, that was only the tip of the iceberg. They're only the ones that are reported. I mean, we have something like 12,000 hospital admissions a year directly related to alcohol. go to any emergency department, see the effects of alcohol. We really have to address this. We should be educating our young people to drink responsibly. We should be look at schools to educate them. We should try and make them aware of the dangers. This sort of social marketing is appalling. It's unhelpful. And can I say, it's dangerous.
And the coach have not undertaken not to do it again. They have not apologised. They have not said it was a mistake. Nothing of the case. And I'll go further. Again, if you look at one of the advertising standards, advertising standard agency rules, marketing communications for alcoholic drinks should not be targeted at people under 18 and should not imply, condone or encourage immoderate, irresponsible or antisocial drinking. Now, there's no suggestion that the coach, of course, would be letting people under 18 into their premises. But that's not what this says. What this advertising standard agency rule says is that marketing communication for alcoholic drinks should not be targeted at people under 18. And who are they targeting in black and white? People who have just got their A-level results. Who's that? 17-year-olds and 18-year-olds.
They're just being more honest about it than we are, Stephen. And I don't like it. I don't drink, so I don't like it. I think it's one of the most dangerous drugs. And I know a few people already in one row of a street who there's probably about three or four houses where there's an alcoholic in it. You know what I mean? This is just the way our society is. It's disgusting. I don't condone any of it. I agree with everything that the doctor said. We have a problem, and it's been a problem for a long time. We do not know how to deal with it. We don't go out for a drink and a bit of food. And even at that, as I said, alcohol's a depressant. It's one of the worst for you.
Well, here's
it. We accept it openly every day, and it's just ridiculous.
One of the...
Our attitude toward drugs is beyond archaic. Sorry, Stephen, just don't mean...
No, that's okay. No, that's okay. One of the parents who actually got in touch with us about this image has given us the following comment. I was so shocked by that advert. It is targeting young people, and it's nasty, and it's cheap. Given the tragedy of St. Patrick's Day and the vulnerability of teenagers around alcohol, I really believe that purveyors of mind-altering substances who are targeting the young have a duty of care to their customers, and the coach were not showing that in their horrific advert.
No doubt, there's no doubt, but we can only... The coach is just a part of it, but they won't, regardless of what it is, they're just displaying the attitude that we have toward it. We have, as a people, our own selves, take that responsibility.
Okay, let me bring in Joe in Belfast. Morning, Joe.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, I think that the local authority should suspend their licence until they have an inquiry, and I think the Nolan Show could do a wee bit to help by getting on to the local authority and asking them to put somebody on the air.
Well, it's not for us, obviously, to take a position in that, but we will. We're trying to contact local councillors around Banbridge. I'm very surprised that local councillors are not getting in touch with us, quite frankly, to say what they're going to do about this, because this is about the safety of young, impressionable men and women, which a major nightclub in Northern Ireland are encouraging for their profit to pass out unconscious. And then, Fionnuala Meredith, you start, Joe, stay there. Fionnuala, you start getting into the territory then of, you know, marketing is powerful. And this was on social media. Who's a lot of the target market of social media? Young people. Imagine how vulnerable a young woman would be, passed out on the ground because of alcohol after a night out at a nightclub.
Absolutely. It's entirely indefensible. And, you know, saying, oh, well, we're all to blame and we all contribute to this in society. Yeah, for sure, there's a big alcohol problem in this society. But I think that lets the coach off the hook. I think that what we're talking about this morning is their tactics, their use of this awful image, which is just so cynical. It's all about making money for themselves. What, do they want young people to just pass out because they've drunk so much of these drink solutions? And as you say, there's issues. Well, there's separate issues for young men and young women. I actually think they're both pretty vulnerable in that situation. Yes, it's awful to think. I think there's a particular issue with young women, you know, being in that position where they're just incapable. I would be very, very frightened for any daughter of mine to be in that position. But young men are vulnerable too. And I think one of the things there, well, this affects both sexes, but particularly young men, is that there's that sort of element of competitive drinking. You know, who can drink the most? Who's going to be the first to pass out? You know, and that, to me, an advert like that really fuels that mentality.
Joe?
Stephen, we've had 20 minutes of your show, mate, and usually the councillors and all of the first people, they all queue up to ridicule things. I haven't heard none on at all yet on your show.
What do you say to the coach nightclub, Joe?
Well, there's not a lot that you could say because they're not going to listen to you anyway. I think they need a temporary suspension of their licence immediately. Look at Hamden Cookstown, no, Stephen. That's a problem sitting down there ready to happen.
Joe, thank you. And Harold in Portadown. Morning, Harold.
Hello, Stephen. Stephen, this club was always synonymous with this sort of thing. Years ago, they bussed them in busloads just to get money, to make money out of drink.
Well, that's what a nightclub will do. A nightclub will be trying to make profit out of selling drink. There's nothing wrong with that. But there's a lot wrong with encouraging young people to drink irresponsibly.
That's right. Oh, where does the parents come in on this? Let a young fella go palatic like that?
Well, it's parents, of course, who have contacted us.
What's the council doing?
Well,
the council should suspend their licence.
Well, we will be, the Nolan Show, our team behind the scenes here will be getting in touch with the council to ask them for their reaction. We should probably get in touch with the Department of Health, actually, as well.
That's right, yes. All these statutory people should be on this right away. That place should be shut down. Absolutely closed.
And again, this is a classic example for Nolan Meredith of how, you know, we've gone to this company. So they had an opportunity to think about this and to give a promise that this would never happen again. They had an opportunity to say this was a mistake. No.
That's what
they've said, while we understand the potential concern.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, I know. I really thought that when they were faced up with this and the very natural outrage that it's generated, they would say, OK, hands up, that was a step too far, we shouldn't have done that. But to just try to brazen it out and to talk about, you know, their concern for safety, or, you know, this idea of potential.
The first
concern.
Aid staff on site at all times. So in other words, encourage people to get palatic and then the first aid staff there to deal with it.
Wow. I mean, I just think that is incredible cynicism on the part of the club. And I hope they have a big rethink, because what they're doing here is just beyond cynical. It really is outrageous. And I don't use that word lightly. It's very easy for people sort of to get whipped up. But I just think that there's something really indefensible about these tactics. It's just because it involves young people, because it involves, you know, the very youngest of young adults, if you think about it like that. And, you know, where is the care for them in this? Where is the care for their customers?
George O'Neill, you've heard some of our listeners this morning calling for their licence to be suspended. Would you concur with that, or is that a step too far?
I think it's better. I mean, look, you can mirror this right across the province, Stephen. There are other places doing exactly the same. You're highlighting the coach, but I'm sure there's other things happening in other places exactly the same. We've got to look at how social marketing is used. We've got to look at how we can educate our young people to deal with alcohol. I think there's a parental responsibility. There's a societal responsibility. And I think we really have to face up to this. This is the most dangerous drug that is legal in our community, and it is causing thousands of deaths, much more than any other drug, be it a legal drug or an illegal drug. This is the one that's causing the most problems. This is the one that GPs see all the time, the effects of alcohol. And it's the hidden harm as well. It's the children who are affected by it. And what we're doing is now encouraging this form of drinking. We're breeding another generation of young males, turning them into problem drinkers later in life.
I don't even know what a slushy is, by the way.
It's a time bomb.
I know what a slush puppy is, right? Is a slushy a slush puppy? So are they actually, you know, they're targeting school-age children with slushies, alcohol into slush. That's what they're also doing, and saying it's £3. And then they're encouraging them to take doubles. Pass out unconscious is the imagery, by taking doubles for a fiver. So they're making it attractive price-wise as well.
And Stephen, I think it's really bizarre that they have first aid available in a nightclub. I mean, it really seems to me that it is. So are they planning to have people get into trouble? Is this the reason for this?
It's always been the case.
Come
on now, that's unfair. It's better to have first aid staff on site at all times.
But the implication is that if somebody takes too much alcohol, we can deal with it. They have a duty of care not to serve people. too much alcohol? I think that's another question that should be asked.
I would encourage you all to go onto my Twitter feed this morning and look at this ad. It is shocking. At Stephen Nolan on Twitter, the real Stephen Nolan on Facebook. Have a look at this ad and the fact that it targets school-aged children. Kate in Bangor. Morning, Kate.
Good morning, Stephen.
What's in your mind when you think about this ad?
Stephen, I haven't even looked at this ad this morning because I am a mother who's lived through hell. My son is 26, an alcoholic. He has been in various addiction units. His family is torn apart with his anger and whatever, and it is an absolute hellish nightmare. And I think I spoke to you perhaps around the time of St. Patrick's Day, and all the students being blamed for, you know, excessive drinking. And the issue then and the issue now is for us to act. Freshers' Week is coming up at all our local universities. There should be, they're promoting cheap drink. They're promoting go to Ollie's, go to disco, to all these places, the nightclubs.
No, let's be careful mentioning other nightclubs because this specific imagery is around the Coach nightclub.
Yes, but I'm just.
You say you haven't seen it, Kate. Let me.
I couldn't look at it, Stephen. I'm on medication for mental health, dealing with an alcoholic child who you love dearly. Your firstborn child that left you with good A-level grades, went down to Belfast, Freshers Week, took his first drink, and he can't work. He can't fulfil his career aspirations because alcohol has taken a hold. And I very much appeal this morning to some organisation that will set up a stall at these Freshers Fairs. They will set up a stall to say, this is what can happen to you. Put that coach poster, enlarge it. Show what happens our young, vulnerable 17-year-olds, 18-year-olds. Yes, it doesn't. Some of them control their drinking. Others can't. This is an absolute disgrace. I've been in and out of hospital so many times with self-harming. My son, drunk, you know, having his liver damaged, and he left our home, an ambitious young lad, and he was influenced by alcohol institutions. And who knows what's ahead of us? And it makes me physically sick. Now, where are our politicians this morning? Where are our politicians? This nightclub should be held accountable for what they were offering, and yes, to have first date offered. Oh, seriously, Stephen, our society is totally gone to pot when our next generation of young people that, you know, they've worked hard, they've achieved their good grades in their A-levels, and then that first drink. Why? You know, I have actually never been a drinker, and I have enjoyed my life just as much. I don't need alcohol to have fun. Why did they do it? Why did they promote it? So my plan this morning is to contact all of the student unions and ask that they will promote not only the drink, but that they will show the reality of drink.
What do you say to the Coach nightclub?
I'm beyond sick, actually, that they are, you know, abusing. This is abuse. We have a duty of care. I work in a field where we have duty of care to our young people. You know, look at the Cookstown situation. Look at, this is happening everywhere, Stephen, in our province, and it's about time there was something set up to counteract all this openness of alcohol. It only brings death in the end. It takes away dignity. It takes away health. It takes away everything. And I listened to the GP on there. You know, you have to go into one of those wards. There's no help out there. Limited help whenever you go. It's gone too far. I've been abused. I've been thumped. I've been kicked. I've been threatened by my own child that I love because of the devil alcohol.
Kate, you're a very powerful caller this morning. We promise that we are getting in touch with the authorities. We're getting in touch with the licensing authorities. We will be asking the Advertising Standards Agency what they're going to do about this imagery. We're getting in touch with the Department of Health. We're getting in touch with local politicians. And I would say to the coach management team, are you sure you don't want to come on air and say anything more beyond this?
They're only interested in making money.
Well, they say
when your son is stealing their little sister's Christmas money to buy alcohol, that's reality, Stephen. And I know I'm not the only mother. I attend AA. I could go every night to AA for family support. It's hell, Stephen. It's hell.
Kate, thank you. Hospitality Ulster will be coming on the Nolan Show in just a second. The Chief Executive of Hospitality Ulster, Colin Neal, with us this morning. Colin, good morning to you.
Morning, Stephen.
You've seen this promotional material, right?
I have indeed.
Major nightclub in Northern Ireland targeting school-age children, telling them to look at their promotions for double spirits and then encouraging them through this imagery to get so drunk that they pass out unconscious. Is the coach one of your members?
Unfortunately, they're not, because we actually offer our members free advice. But look, I have no problem in condemning that outright. And indeed, I mean, we're going to refer it. There is the Responsible Retailing Code in Northern Ireland that oversees alcoholic promotions. It's chaired, actually, by the ex-assistant chief constable. And we're referring that this morning. This sort of promotion has no place in our industry, period. There is no exceptions, excuses. That energy is wrong. And thankfully now it is rare. The Responsible Retailing Code has been operating now for 6 or 7 years. We've done a lot of work around promotions, and it's just disbelief that anyone would think that's appropriate.
Well, the coach have had time to think about it, and they haven't thought it is inappropriate, given their statement. I'll read their statement in full. At the coach complex, the safety of our patrons is our number one concern. The marketing around our Project X party is in keeping with the 2012 film of the same name. The image in question is taken from the film cover. While we understand the potential concern, our staff are trained to identify when patrons have potentially overindulged. We have first aid staff on site at all times, and we encourage responsible alcohol consumption. In other words, no time-limited drink offerings, no sale of more than 2 spirit measures per serve, etc., they end.
Stephen, I mean, that may be. The fact is there are lots of images in films and different things that are not appropriate to be associated with alcohol consumption. And I say I don't know the coach's terms and conditions. I would hope they are as high, indeed higher, than they say. But it has to come down to the fact the imagery, when associated with alcohol, the objective of the Responsible Retailing Code in Northern Ireland is no promotion should encourage overconsumption or abuse of alcohol.
They're targeting school-age children.
Pardon?
They're targeting school-age children, people that have just got their A-level results.
No, if someone's 18, they have a right to go out, consume alcohol, go into an adult environment, that's totally within their legal right. But there's a legal responsibility and a moral responsibility in our industry to promote alcohol. You know, there is nothing wrong with having advertising promotions of alcohol, but it must be done in a responsible manner. And they may have all the controls and conditions in place, which I am pleased about, but the issue around this is that imagery, I believe personally, should not be associated with the consumption of alcohol, and we will be taking it forward and putting it to the, you know, reporting it to the responsible retailing code,
okay,
who themselves then have a process to go through and examine it.
Colin Neal, thank you very much indeed. So that's the Chief Executive of Colin Neal. We are reaching out to the Coach management team once again this morning, asking them to come on the radio and talk to us about this ad, which parents have described as shameful. One parent this morning has described it as sick. The other interesting part of their statement is that they have said that the image in question is taken from the film cover of a 2012 movie. Now, you would presume that for the Coach to be able to use the copyright of a movie, that they have asked the copyright holder, in other words, the owner of the movie. So we need to go to the owner of the movie and ask, were they asked? Were they asked permission to use this image? Because surely any responsible filmmaker would not be allowing their imagery to be used to encourage young people to get pilatic, to get stocious drunk. Jim Wells, the DUP MLA, have you seen this, Jim?
I haven't seen it. Obviously, I've only seen it on social media, but what I can say, Stephen, I live in Banbridge. I live quite close to the Coach, and I think this is an absolutely appalling development to encourage young people who are just, you know, just no more than coming out of the child stage, 18-year-olds, that the signal they're sending out here is that you drink yourself into the ground. And I think it emphasises yet again the need for minimum unit pricing, which would stop this happening. I mean, what sort of signal are we sending out to young people, particularly when they're going down to university? For the first time, they will have basically total freedom to make choices, sometimes right, sometimes wrong. And the message is, if you're going out to celebrate, drink irresponsibly and drink yourself that you're flat on your face. I mean, this is just disgraceful.
What do you think should happen now, Jim?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm doing as a Banbridge resident. I'm going to report this to the council, to my local councillor. Though I live very close to this particular premises, I'm not actually the representative for Banbridge. And I'm going to report it to my local councillors and ask them to follow it up through the licensing arrangements, because this is breaking so many codes of conduct for the drinks industry. And that's why I'm pleased that Colin Neal has been on and condemned it so forth, rightly, because this is sending out the wrong message for young people. Because remember, many of them will arrive at this event having already bought very cheap alcohol from supermarkets. It's called preloading, and you can buy a tin of strong lager for 30 or 40 pence. You can drink that at home, and then you go to the event, and then you avail of this promotion. That is the wrong
signal. Well, the Coach in their marketing material are talking about, they're building up a momentum to the preloading. They're saying the countdown is on 24 hours until pre-drinks are well and truly started for the party. So they're encouraging people to pre-drink before the actual party.
Yes. And again, this is breaking every rule as far as the codes of conduct are concerned. I don't drink, as you know, Stephen, but drinks should be a social add-on. A few drinks, a meal. But this attitude we have in Northern Ireland amongst young people, that you drink to get drunk, you drink to cause the maximum damage to both your physical and mental health. I mean, this is just not on. And this is why when I was health minister, one of the things I tried to pursue was some form of control, such as minimum unit pricing, where this type of promotion is impossible, because drink is a realistic price. And okay, we do know that drink is price sensitive.
Jim, thank you very much. Dolores Kelly from the SDLP. Political reaction from across the spectrum to this story this morning. Morning to you, Dolores.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, I have to say, it's very shocking. We have a crisis of alcohol abuse and addiction right across the north. And to give that message to young people that the only way to celebrate success or to drown one's sorrows is to fall flat on your face full drunk is beyond belief. It really is. It's no wonder that parents are outraged. Absolutely no wonder.
You know, I actually don't know what to say. I'm stunned.
Well, it is stunning, you know, for any person to think that an image of a young person lying flat in their face, full drunk in advertising shots, for anyone to think that's responsible or something to be celebrated or some role model in life for anyone to aspire to is beyond belief. And I do welcome Colin Neal's intervention and his reporting. But also, I'd be asking my colleagues on the council to look at the licence within the coach, because one of the criteria is, in fact, whether or not those operating the licence are fit and proper persons. So I would like to say that there's scrutiny of the operation of the licence, and if indeed they do comply with all of that they've said to your programme, that they've suggested they do, because really anyone who thought that was an acceptable advertisement, not and to target young people at such an age, I just must say there's some desperation around the drinks industry if they can't promote sensible attitudes to alcoholism, that they're trying to target some of our most vulnerable young people.
There are 6 empty cups portraying that's how many shots that this young person has taken before. There are 6 empty cups in the image, with him laying spread-eagled on the ground, clearly unconscious, and with the big banner, Project X A-Level Results Party.
My goodness. I mean, it just doesn't... I'm just speechless about it. I worked in mental health. I worked with many families, and even in my constituency office, we deal weekly with people who need help, either who are have addictions themselves or the family of addicts wanting to know where to go for help. And we also are seeing, I remember years ago a psychiatrist saying that this generation of parents will see many of their children buried because of alcohol and drug addiction. And sadly, if you look in the obituary columns of our papers, you'll see many people dying as a consequence of alcohol and drug addiction. And I think it's just absolutely shocking that a club would promote such behaviours, particularly amongst, I mean, remember, many of our A-level students are 17, not 18 and over. So they're, even if they're lawfully able to drink, they're far too young physiologically to be consuming that amount of alcohol.
Dolores, thank you very much indeed. And obviously there is no suggestion that the coach would be allowing under 18-year-olds into their premises. There's no suggestion of that whatsoever. But it is targeting A-level students who are 17 and 18 in the imagery. Owen in Belfast. Morning, Owen.
Morning, Stephen. How are you?
Let me just correct that. We do not know that the imagery is targeting a particular 17-year-old, so I'm wrong to have said that, but we do know that it is targeting A-level results students. So, in other words, a 17-year-old would not be able to get into the Coach nightclub because, of course, that you have to be 18 to get in. But if a 17-year-old A-level student was attracted to that imagery, they may find the alcohol elsewhere. Go on, Owen. What's your thoughts around this, Owen?
I think it's sort of, well, there's a bit of a fine line, but, you know, there's going out and having a good time, and then there's obviously the extreme cases of addiction. But for me, in my mid-30s, it was all part of, I say, growing up, you know, finding your limits. Sometimes you get out, you get maybe too drunk, trying to review that, and knowing where not to do, what not to do next time. And like I say, it's all about that bond, you know, between your parents and that sort of it's a trust issue. I give my parents plenty of sleepless nights, and I'm sure sort of they look back at it in the time that they were sort of probably angry. But like I say, it was all part of growing up and figuring out what the window was, I say. But like I say, I think sort of some of the people on here may be taking it a bit too serious.
Some people are taking it a bit too serious.
Yeah.
In what way?
Well, I just think sort of they're taking up a very hard line. Like, say, you know, these, albeit I'm not condoning underage drinking, but, you know, whenever...
We're not talking about underage drinking. We're talking about 18 and 19-year-olds being encouraged to get so drunk that there's something glamorous, that there's something that you should be attempting to do. Get so drunk that you pass out unconscious.
I wouldn't say, no, they're being encouraged to get pass out unconscious.
Well, why is there someone lying on the ground unconscious?
Maybe they just didn't find their window, like I say. You know, had too much drink, maybe learn better next time.
You did hear the mother on talking about how alcohol has ruined her son's life. Wrecked him.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's a fine line.
There's no fine line from the alcohol standard, or the advertising standards agency. They say the advertising standards agency says marketing communications for alcoholic drinks should not imply, condone, or encourage immoderate, irresponsible, or antisocial drinking.
Yeah, I'm not condoning that either. But I'm just saying, like, people can go out and have a good time. Like I say, I put my hands up. I've ended up pulling my own stick a few times, but I've learned.
Owen, thank you. Eddie in Londonderry. Morning, Eddie.
Morning, Stephen. How are you doing?
Go ahead. Just a different take
on it. I would suspect that far from giving you an apology, the Coach nightclub are delighted with the publicity they're getting this morning, because their target audience are not going to listen to what anybody says on the air or anything else. They know who they're targeting, and they know this is all oxygen to their cause. And I think The only answer to the thing is...
Well, you shouldn't speculate about what's now in the coach nightclub's mind. You can comment on what they've done in this ad, who they have targeted, and their statement.
Yeah, well, I just say I suspect. I'm not suggesting that that's what they're doing. I've worked all my life at the very high level in the drinks industry, and I know their cynical attitude to it. And I think the only answer to the whole thing is enforcement.
So what do you think should now happen?
Well, obviously the authorities should take a hand. I mean, it's scandalous to see what they've done. And the fact that even now, given the chance to come on your programme to apologise, they haven't taken it. So you can only make one assumption from that, and that they haven't any problem with what they've done. But it should be somebody else's problem. I had to go and tell them that is a problem.
Eddie, thank you. Norman and Bangor. Morning, Norman.
Stephen. As I have told you before, I am not surprised. Years ago, I was talking to David Dunseith on Talkback about this same problem. And I said to David Dunseith, you have not seen nothing yet. This is going to spread across our province, alcohol and drug abuse. And my words have come true. And I told David Dunseith, unless parents put their children in at an early age into the church, into the youth organisations, and get them off the streets and get them out of bad company, they'll fall into antisocial behaviour. They'll be sitting in the parks drinking, and it's all come true. Well, they're drinking in the city cemetery, they're drinking in the parks. And Stormont said that they would tackle the promotions on drink and the cheap alcohol, and they've done absolutely nothing. And now it's running out of control with our young people.
Norman, thank you.
And I feel sorry for that lady was on who has lost her son to alcohol.
Norman, thank you very much indeed. Peter in Belfast. Morning, Peter.
Well, the way I look at it, Stephen, who makes the most money out of, you know, smoking, drinking, and the government tax the hell out of everything. You know, so at the end of the day, they can't complain. They're going to have to pick a tab up for the suffering people's gone through after. And you know, these parents are dropping people off at the pubs or these clubs. I reckon it would cost £100 for have a good night out in a bar or club at nights. So they can't wring their hands the next morning after giving the kids the money to go out and drink. I do the same with my son. I have to give him that kind of money to enjoy his night out.
You know? And presumably, as a responsible parent, you would be saying, look, don't go too far. You know, try to be in a state at the end of the night where you can protect yourself, you can look after yourself. You would be trying to encourage your son or indeed your daughter to not get into an unconscious state because of all the risks that come with that.
Well,
both to your health and your safety.
I wouldn't do it, but you find most clubs and pubs now, before you get that state, no matter how much money you've spent, or put you outside to stand on the pavement, or if you're lucky enough to be standing. So, you know, it is one of those things, and it's like everybody, we all, some of us drink and get caught on it, some of us eat too much, some of us do whatever we're doing. It's just one of the parts of life. But at the end of the day, it's a wrong advertisement, but at the end of the day, I still think you should be able to howl on to what you should, you know, when you're getting drunk or not, you know what I mean?
Someone writes to me on Twitter today and says, I'm a paramedic, I've seen this so too many times, this is heartbreaking, it is so dangerous. This paramedic is talking about the inability to maintain their own airway when they get so drunk. and it creates blood sugar abnormalities. Really serious problem in society, and it's a drain on the resources of our health service. Another parent here calling it disgraceful and irresponsible. David writes to me, this nightclub needs to apologise. This is socially irresponsible for a business owner who would know the impact of alcohol abuse. This is unbelievable, says someone else this morning. Jim and Ardoyne. Morning, Jim.
Stephen, I worked in the doors for 20 years in the town, and our managers were very, very strict. And they used to ask us when we come in to go up outside and look at the crowd outside. And we walked up and down the lane. If anybody was drunk, they weren't allowed in. Simple as that. And also, we had inspectors that the council could come in any time, but area managers, no drunkenness was allowed whatsoever. And if anybody was drunk, you know, after having a few beers, you would have got them a taxi home, tried to get them home safely, you know. But our managers took no nonsense whatsoever.
Okay, listen, Jim, thank you very much indeed. We'll let you know throughout the course of the programme this morning if there is indeed any statement from Banbridge Council about this ad and whether the Coach Nightclub wish to elaborate any more after parents on this programme have described their targeting of school-aged children to get unconscious through alcohol as sick and shameful.